Chapter 53. May 12th of year 19. Marchenko. Marchenko cautiously enters the central life support room in this sector. The dust has settled, or it was suctioned off by machines located in the center and at the sides of the room. They serve to freshen the air in all the rooms of the sector. At the rear wall, he detects the remnants of 11 robots. Their original shapes are indiscernible for some of them. His explosive charges worked well. Even though these robots were dangerous, Marchenko is glad the Omniscience did not send living beings to fight him. Would he have been able to hold in cold blood then? He does not know. He looks around. The walls and the floor look damaged, as if this was not the first battle here. However, Gronov's defeat was a long time ago, so the Omniscience must have cleaned up since then. The floor is not electrified. The entire room seems harmless, and he hopes this impression does not deceive. It is only a few meters to the airlock in the rear wall. Marchenko proceeds, one step after another. He wouldn't put it past the Omniscience to use mines here. Therefore, he steps lightly, testing with only half his weight at first. 2 meters from the lock, he suddenly hears a rustling sound behind him. Marchenko whirls around and aims at the source of the noise, but he does not pull the trigger. Behind him, a thing not quite 8 centimeters high is peering through the partially open door into the room. Is it an animal or a machine? He can't quite tell, because he can only see its head. 2 eyes look in his direction, while a 3rd independent eye gazes at the ceiling. Below the eyes there is a slit, perhaps a mouth. Zzzz. The noise is generated by a long tongue that suddenly shoots from the slit, confirming that it is a mouth. The creature slowly moves forward, and he can see its entire body. Marchenko had thought of an exotic type of mouse a moment ago, but with its 20 or so tiny legs, it more closely resembles a centipede with a raised head. "Shoo, shoo," Marchenko says softly. The creature listens. Marchenko moves his arms towards it. The thing quickly turns around and exits the room. He definitely has to tell Gronov about it. It did not look like a machine. It's time to deal with the airlock. Suddenly there is a cracking noise under his right foot. Marchenko instinctively leaps aside. But he'd only stepped on a piece of scrap. He needs to be more careful. Marchenko pretends to be the general, but the door won't open immediately. No reason for concern. After all, he has his universal key, and the door opens after the usual waiting time. Marchenko enters the airlock chamber. He has to bend down because it is so low. He closes the door behind him and starts the procedure for opening the outer hatch. Now would be the perfect moment for attacking him. He sits alone in a steel chamber measuring 2 cubic meters. Yet nothing happens. Marchenko only hears the hissing of the life support system. He will soon be done. When will the majestic draft leave the radio shadow of the planet? Finished. He discharges the air and then opens the round hatch. In front of him is space, or more precisely, about 20 meters of vacuum, with the central area and the core behind it. No problem. He just has to jump at the right moment to reach his destination, the security chamber, which seems to be slowly rotating below. In reality, of course, the outer section he is about to leave is turning around the core. Marchenko does not hesitate for long. He jumps and misses the chamber during the first rotation. He did not account for how relative forces change as he approaches the core. He has to calculate his trajectory as if he were a satellite trying to lower its orbit. Therefore, he has to decelerate relative to his direction of flight. He recalculates everything and arrives exactly at the entrance of the security chamber. He only has to turn a steel wheel to open the hatch. The designers must have made sure that the chamber could not be blocked. That makes sense, as it contains the emergency shutoff for the Omniscience. Marchenko pulls the hatch open. The light in the chamber switches on automatically. He enters and closes the hatch behind him. The room is narrow and about 4 meters long. It feels like a basement corridor. There are no life support systems, and it is as cold as in space. Whoever comes in here would require a spacesuit. Marchenko looks around. The chamber appears empty. The walls seem rusty and burnt. Gronov was not able to give him any clues about exactly how the security chamber might be working. Only his companion Murnaka had that data. Marchenko remembers how Gronov had opened the door they'd been unaware of inside the building on Proxima B. He utters the general's name. The sound in the chamber is dull. There's silence for a moment. Then the chamber replies, "I greet you," it says in the alien language. "I greet you," Marchenko replies. Now he will probably be tested. They wouldn't want just anyone to have power over the omniscience.
Were you born or made?
Asks the chamber.
I was born. And you?
I was made.
Who are you?
It is a program, thinks Marchenko. It certainly can't hurt to ask the program a few questions.
I am the key to the majestic draft.
Are you part of the omniscience?
The key is independent. It only belongs to itself.
What can the key do?
It separates and unites core, shell, and omniscience.
Does this mean it can keep the omniscience from steering the ship?
That is correct.
Who is allowed to use it?
The scientists and their descendants.
I would like to use it.
I know. You ask many questions. I am glad about that. Like you, I was made to ask questions. The omniscience no longer asks questions, but first you will have to answer my questions.
Certainly, Marchenko says. He hopes Gronov has provided him with all the information he needs.
I have to warn you,
the key says.
If you do not answer the questions correctly, the chamber will be filled with a corrosive gas and be heated to a temperature of 3,000 degrees.
The gas should hardly bother him. The heat, though, would kill him. He is glad he's alone. I understand, he replies.
You can still leave the chamber now. The hatch will be closed as soon as I start the first question.
Please, get started.